Congressman, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tony. It's always good to hear from you.
Before we talk about your inside information, if you will, when you found out that Osama bin Laden was dead, I wanted to know what you thought. And I guess prior to that question, where were you on 9/11 when it first occurred?
Yeah, I was on some domestic intelligence travel, actually, dealing with some satellite issues that we had. But, you know, it's interesting. I had known that this was in the works. I've been briefed back in January, so I have been all along meeting with the folks at the agency and trying to determine exactly what we had or what we didn't have. And it was once the president gave the authorization, which was a few days before it actually happened, you know, it's just more it was a combination of relief that all our guys got out alive, that we got the right place, it was the right guy, and then, you know, clearly just an immense pride in the men and women who put this whole thing together over years of tedious lead following and trying to get to the right place.
And that's what I think intrigues me the most, Congressman, to see it seems like for years our intelligence capabilities seem to just be secondary and not up to par. But after seeing all the information that was gathered over the course of more than 5 years, and to see that the Navy SEALs had built a compound and had trained for this, just to see all this work for 30 minutes of action was pretty cool and made me think, wow, we're back on top.
Yeah, I think we were not, I mean, it just looked like we were fumbling around because there was, you know, so many leads that went nowhere and fits and starts in trying to track this guy down. But I think now that it's out in the open, I think people can say, you know what, all those times people were beating on him and telling him they were wrong and couldn't find their backside with both hands, it just wasn't accurate. They were quietly and clandestinely working to try to find this guy. And think about how hard it was, Tony. You had people he had cutouts who had cutouts. And a cutout is a courier would go meet with somebody who he didn't know who their name was to give him a piece of information. And the person who received that information didn't know who was giving it to him. And then that would continue for three or four more times before it even got close to Osama bin Laden. So imagine how hard it is looking for somebody in a huge geographical area in the world. And there were several different places he could have been, countries-wise, trying to track all of that down by little pieces of information that finally got us to where we were, where we had enough to identify the compound. Then we could train up our military unit to go in to the compound. It was really quite an amazing feat for America and for our intelligence services and our special forces services.
Was there any fear that Pakistan may counterattack, not knowing that the U.S. was involved?
Yes. One of the biggest concerns, and there was lots of debate leading up to it, that, you know, that's why there was lots of options on the table. One that, you know, maybe we drop a bomb or fire a missile, or there were some other options talked about. Because boots on the ground, which I have always been an advocate for, because you actually can retrieve the body and any evidence that may be there, was critically important, but it was not without huge risk that the Pakistanis could have scrambled their jet fighters, taken out, scrambled their military, and we would have been in a standoff. So, I mean, there's lots of problems, as you can imagine. Thankfully, for flawless planning and really smart commanders and sailors on the ground, they were able to pull this thing off.
How long is it going to take before you know what kind of intelligence you got, especially from the computers that were taken from the compound?
Well, I will tell you, it won't be long before we start getting a good picture about what's on it. And if it's 10% as good as I think it is, this is going to be just really a very good couple of months in our fight against bad guys all over the world.
You know, Pakistan seems to be the Lucy and we're the Charlie Brown when it comes to, you know, believability. Sure, I'll kick the football, put it down there. It seems like we can't trust Pakistan. How do we keep dealing with them?
Well, you know, I hear a lot of folks getting out there saying we need to beat them up and cut their funding and all of that. And listen, we don't know. I'll tell you right now, there is no clear information that Pakistan knew he was there. And so I'd be real careful before I condemn them, before we know if that, in fact, is true.
Is that possible, even with that military base there, if you will, where their elite forces train?
Well, it is possible. It's a town of 120,000 people, so it's not a small little burg. You know, the facility clearly stood out to me, or, you know, in relation to other ones. But their culture is different. Their culture about asking questions and things is a little different than ours. And so, you know, you have to apply all of it. Does it raise questions? Absolutely. Do we have to ask those questions and get some answers? You bet we do. But my point is, there are other things that they are helping us with that I'm not so sure I'd be so quick to throw them out. Are they great partners? No. Can we trust them implicitly? Absolutely not. But we need them for certain things that we do in order to go after people we know are planning attacks against the United States. So it's one of those fine lines you have to walk, but we need to continue to put pressure on them. I hope that this embarrasses them enough that they start to open up in other areas that we've wanted them to help to, cooperate.
We have two more. Do we have two more? Well, we have two more quick questions for the congressman. Number one, I got a couple of emails from those conspiracy theorists that said we could have done this years ago. Why did we wait so long?
Yeah, no, we just didn't have the information that we needed. Remember, we knew where this facility was last August, but we didn't have enough information to say for sure it was Osama bin Laden. We just didn't know, and it took months of work, even after locating this compound, months of work. Well, as you see, from August till yesterday, to find out to come to a certain level of say, yes, we are confident that Osama bin Laden is there. And I'll tell you, they didn't know for sure. There's no way to know for sure. So even when we launched the operation, didn't know 100% that he was there even then.
All right, and finally, Congressman, beyond taking the intel from the computers and other information that was taken there, what's next? Will this lead to some of our troops coming back home? Where do we go from here?
Well, we've taken out a very important inspirational and operational leader, but Al Qaeda has a deep bench. There's lots of people willing to step up. We've got a lot more work to do. This was a serious blow to them. But doesn't mean they're out. And so we don't want to quit before the clock runs out, if you will, or the game is over. The Taliban is planning an offensive in Afghanistan against our troops in the spring. It is critically important that we defeat that counter operation that we know that they're planning. So let's get through that. The Taliban helped nurture the Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We don't want to walk away from those issues. Let's win the whole thing. Come home a safer place.
All right, Congressman, as always, I know you're really busy. Thanks so much for making time for us.
Hey, Tony, thanks for your interest. I really appreciate it. It's always good to be on.